I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2. On this day in labor history, the year was 1786. Daniel Shays led a group of farmers in an armed uprising. They were angry about taxes levied by the state of Massachusetts. Shays had been a captain in the Continental Army during the American Revolutionary War. After the war, an economic downturn hit farmers hard. During the Revolutionary War, many Massachusetts residents had few assets other than their land. After the war, European businesses refused to extend lines of credit to businesses in Massachusetts. The Europeans insisted on payment of goods in hard cash. Massachusetts businesses, in turn, demanded that their own customers pay with hard cash. Rural farmers could not comply. Farmers began to lose their land when they could not meet their debt and tax obligations. To make matters worse, some soldiers were having a hard time collecting their pay for their military service. When the Massachusetts legislature adjourned without considering the many petitions from those seeking relief from the courts issuing foreclosures, many farmers had had enough. Daniel Shays and others began to organize protests against the harsh economic conditions. Daniel Shays and others ended up in court for non-payment of debts. That led Shays and the other farmers in the armed uprising. The rebels shut down the courts. In turn, the Massachusetts legislature passed harsh measures to try and quell the protests. They issued a resolution which allowed authorities to keep people in jail without a trial. Eventually, militia forces suppressed the 4,000 rebels. Some protesters were pardoned. A few escaped to nearby states, with two being sentenced to death by hanging. Daniel Shay hid in the Vermont woods until he was later pardoned. Even before the Industrial Revolution that gave rise to labor unions, agricultural workers faced many hardships. And this is another example of them banding together to fight for change.